This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, as many of you know, my name is Annie Fry, and I am very grateful that you have sought out this recording, this podcast on the Annie Fry Show podcast. I broadcast a 3-hour weekday radio show out of St. Louis, Missouri, and we talk about news, we talk about politics, and we talk about culture. I have had this in my mind that I wanted to record something that I could upload on the weekend as a way to help mentally reset myself and maybe possibly bring you along so that you could do that with me as we move through this election season. And it's something that I talk about on my show quite a bit. I'm a Christian, and it's the foundation of my life and my family, how my husband and I raise our children. We have 4 kids. And I think that it's really something that I kind of have to look in the mirror and smack myself in the face and say, Annie, get your head on right, because a lot of the fretting, a lot of the anxiety that goes along with watching the news, especially if you're in my line of work where it's a almost 24/7 gig, it's just really burdensome. It's a difficult thing to maintain, to take on, and it can weigh on you. So I'm going to, through the rest of election season, I'm going to work on uploading something on Saturday mornings on this podcast that is just kind of my own personal reflection that I want to share with you. And hopefully, I pray that it is beneficial for you. They're not going to be long. They're not going to be sermons. I'm in no position to be preaching sermons, but I'm just going to share my reflections and some Bible verses that I am trying to really lean into to remind myself where everything follows from. Because throughout the course of the news week, it's very easy to lose sight of that. And of course, you shouldn't just wait for the weekend to recalibrate yourself. But this is a way that we can do this together. And I appreciate you coming along for the ride. So I looked up in my Bible some passages that have to do with fear and worry and anxiety. And the thing that always comes up in my mind, and I've mentioned this before in the show, I was raised in Lutheran schools. I'm a Lutheran myself, an LCMS Lutheran. But that doesn't mean that this is an LCMS or a Lutheran product at all. I'm a Christian. This is my perspective. These are Bible verses that are meaningful to me right now. But in my Bible classes on in Sunday school, being a child and growing up through Bible study and having a religion class, growing up in a Lutheran school, I just always remembered the birds of the air. I always remembered being a child and hearing that, look at the birds of the air, they do not worry about what they will eat or drink. And thinking to myself, when I was a child, thinking to myself about the worry that one would have, that they would need to be reminded that, you know, the birds, that they're completely in the hand of God. They trust that food and water will be provided to them. They're given shelter, and they don't have this worry because their creator has provided for them. And then pivoting that back to the story in the Bible, that the human who was experiencing human problems and anxieties and worries, that God, through his scripture, would remind us that it's actually almost foolish to worry. And that gives me pause, because in my human brokenness, I look at worry and anxiety and fretting as almost like a penance for everything that's going on in the world. My duties as a mom, of course, that's where if y'all are parents, you know that there is just a whole bag of worry that comes along with that. But as a mom, it's like, it, especially in this culture that we live in today, it's like, if you're not worrying, then you're not really being a good mom. That's what that's what moms are led to feel. And it's what's the easiest emotion to fall into. If if in our house, we have a dual income house, but paying the bills isn't as easy as it always has been in the past. And at the same time, it's much easier than it was when we were first married. So you can reflect upon different struggles that you've had over the course of life and realize, I've got it better than I've had it before, but I still don't feel like I'm where I want to be. And that causes worry. Money is a huge source of worry for people. Relationships can struggle, and you can worry about those people in your life that you care about, that you love, that are on a path that you feel is destructive, or on a path that you feel is out of your control with maybe a health concern. And we just feel like worrying is where we do our part. Have you ever felt like that? I think I feel like that almost all the time. And I have to remind myself regularly that worrying is foolishness. That is a real challenge for people to comprehend, and it's incredibly freeing for people once you finally grasp it. And I have to say that there are times when I grasp it, and there are times when I have to completely recalibrate my mind with that type of thought. In Deuteronomy, God says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And this is my confirmation verse. And I always found it unique and a little frustrating that my confirmation verse was the Deuteronomy version of this, and that the same verse exists in Joshua 1:9, which is the one that's, of course, always printed on the little placards that you could hang in your bedroom or whatever. And it wasn't until recently that I realized that Joshua 1:9, when it gives the be strong and courageous line, that it's not the same as Deuteronomy, because Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now, I've always looked over that first part. Have I not commanded you? Have you ever, as a parent, told your child over and over and over? Have you ever said the words like, how many times have I told you this to your child? Have you ever said, like, a child does something and it's harmful to them, and you're just looking at them like, why are you still doing this? I've told you a million times, knock that off, don't do that. And then they do it again. In Joshua, God through scripture is saying to us, a reflection from all the way back in Deuteronomy, haven't we talked about this before? Haven't we been here? How many times, Annie, do I have to tell you, be strong and courageous and don't be afraid? Don't be discouraged.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that stops me in my tracks because my kids are 14, 12, 8, and 3. There are daily utterances of how many times do I have to tell you this? And it frustrates the heck out of me when I have to repeat it over and over and over again. And here God is saying to me, Annie, have I not commanded you? In the New Testament, reflecting all the way back to the beginning of the Old Testament, essentially, we've talked about this for centuries, and here I am still reminding you that you still don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be discouraged. And the response to that is, why? And it's because God will be with you wherever you go. So if your struggle today is one that I wrestle with through doing a daily news talk show, 3 hours of talking about headlines that are bombshells, and you know, they're all bombshells. Everybody says they're bombshells. If you're inundated with the news and it's weighing you down and it's pulling you down, I want to caution you to step back from it in a way that says, you can have my head, I will pay attention to. You can have my brain. I will look at you. I will assess you. I will analyze your news headlines. I will pay attention to what's going on in the world. God does not tell us to stick our heads in the sand. Not at all. But God says, if you see the world burning, I am still with you. If you worry about the rule of men and women in our government times today, I am still with you. And if you have that, everything else, you can exhale. And when you have that, and you're able to live your life in a way that just through the way you walk into a room and present yourself, people will see that you have a peace about you that they don't have. And they're going to be curious about that. They're going to watch you. They're going to want to know more about that. And that peace is a gift from God. That peace is the presence of the Holy Spirit with you, providing you the strength you need, the courage you need, and the confidence you need that you don't need to be afraid. So as you go through this next week, as you reflect on the last week, if it's something like watching the news cycle, and if you are beginning to really start to worry and have more difficulty struggling with managing your anxiety, don't be afraid. Be strong and be courageous. Sometimes in life we have health scares that pop up. Maybe you lose a loved one or you have a close call. And when that happens, it makes all of this news headline stuff just seem silly and seem foolish in its own right. And you don't have control over that situation. And it is really scary. A reminder that God is saying to you, have I not commanded you? Haven't we talked about this? It's going to be okay because I'm with you. No matter what happens, I'm with you. Never let go of that, because at the end of the day, that's always going to be the piece that passes every bit of understanding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.